Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
Hello, folks. This is Barefoot is Legal on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Audrey. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. Our mission is to inform people, educate people, and give them the empowerment and confidence to live the barefoot lifestyle if that is what they choose. We have our website is barefootislegal.org. We have where there's plenty of information on the subject as well as a way to join, become a VIB member. All the information is on the website. We also have Barefoot is Legal on Facebook, The Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram, which I am currently working on updating more regularly. So if anybody has, I actually haven't checked it for a couple of days, if anybody has sent me a message or requested something to be uploaded, I will get to that as soon as possible. We also have Twitter, Rumble, virtually every social media platform there is. We are on there as either Barefoot is Legal or The Real Barefoot is Legal. Okay. So we are here to inform and educate and share stories. I've said before, if anyone has any stories or experiences they would care to share with the group, you can call in. Our number is 319-527-6208 if you want to call to be on the show. We also have, I have my email address if you wanted to send stories, if you don't like to talk online, or online, on air, sorry. So there are plenty of options to get your experiences out there if that is what you so choose. If you want to join Barefoot is Legal, there are questions that on Facebook, sorry, that there are questions that we ask that you answer to ensure that we have a, how do I word this, cooperative group. We are not a pervy site, so please, if you fetishist, you're fine, but not for this site, not for this group. We are about spreading the word about not having to wear shoes out in public. I've had a few experiences this week. I'll share here in just a little bit. If anybody else has anything they'd like to add, again, we are, it's 319-527-6208. Following the one dad who is walking a 1,200 mile, of course I did, the 1,200 mile barefoot walking to raise awareness for his daughter's condition. I apologize. My, of course I closed the tab. We'll come back to that later. So I have not had any luck with getting in touch. As I said last week, I was trying to get a hold of guests. There has been, I haven't had any callbacks yet. So hopefully next week. I've called my local police station and I called, and I know there's a time difference, so that's probably what happened with calling the barefoot gym I'd mentioned in South Dakota. I would like to get in touch with them. I, again, have not yet, but I am still trying. I'm not going to give up on that. So if anybody has any information on that also, please share, because I'm trying to figure out. I need to work out to strengthen my muscles and whatnot, but I hate the shoes. The shoes are awful, as we all know. Obviously, if I get hurt, it's my own fault. The gym wouldn't be liable, so I'm working that angle. So, wish me luck on that. So, I had my doctor appointment this week. She is looking into what she can do about a note. She said she wants to make sure she knows how the wording should go and this, that, and the other. So hopefully I will have that soon. I'm going to let you know now. I'm having, as far as the computer end goes, I am having technical difficulties that I'm working out. My computer just went blank. I don't know what that was about. Bear with me, folks. My Wi-Fi at home has been spotty as hell. Trying to use my phone. Keeps cutting me out. Anyway, at least I've got the phone. So, again, I have a few instances this week. I had chances to discuss my experiences and how it is it's going. I had one person tell me, we were talking about mandates, and he's telling me, you know, as far as the vaccine goes, which is not what I'm getting into, but we were discussing how people get upset about mandates, and you know your mandate. One of the things he said was, you know, even leaving the house, you're mandated to wear shoes to drive your car. And I said, no, you're not. Oh, it's always been a mandate. No, it's not. So that was an interesting conversation. We left it as agree to disagree, but so that was interesting. It's someone who I've actually known for a very long time, and we've never really discussed it. We just kind of let each other be as far as that goes. But, yeah, so there are still people out there that think it is a mandate and has always been a mandate, and that's just not correct. I'm shocked sometimes, especially when it seems like it is a like-minded soul. And we find out we disagree that much on something. So just stay strong. I stuck to my guns, and he stuck to his, but we like I said, I'm sorry. I'm trying to reconnect my computer to the internet right now, folks. So please bear with me while I'm trying to talk and do this at the same time. A flop for a show again, I guess. For some reason, the internet at my house keeps cutting out. We don't know what's going on. Working on the repairman, so I may end up on a neighbor's porch here in a minute. They gave me their Wi-Fi, so we'll see. We'll see how they go. Anyhow, he's trying to tell me there was a mandate you had to wear shoes to drive your car. Again, we all know that is not true in any state. So if anybody, any thoughts on that? Again, so since I'm having problems with the internet, I want to let you know, if you are trying to call me currently, I can't see that. So just stay on. Okay, is it working? We're working, folks. Okay, see how long this lasts. So, there was that. I also had, been asked for my boys have been in Scouts for 9 years now, since the oldest started. And there have been different issues. They've asked me to be a leader several times, and I finally caved. So, I am now I'm now a den leader. For a with the funniest part is it's a den that's not even, my child's not in. All my children are older than this, but they needed a leader or else this age group was not going to have a group this year, which if anybody knows me, I live for children. So it literally about broke my heart thinking these children weren't going to be able to participate in Scouts over not having to have a leader. So of course, now that I have a schedule that I can work with them, I was like, absolutely. I'm wondering how it's going to go because they know I'm a barefooter and I don't wear shoes to the meetings even when I bring my kids or camp out. So we'll see if they try and get me to conform that way. I don't know yet. So I'll keep you all posted on that. Still barefoot, I'd say 99.99% of the time. The only time I do put shoes on is as my boss requested to walk into my building, get through to my room, and then I get to take them off in my room because I am a preschool teacher and children are playing on the floor, so we don't want our shoe gunk on the floor where they're, you know, putting their hands and their mouths and faces. So, excuse me. So, yeah, that is my story. I've been to grocery stores. I go gas stations. I went to the zoo last weekend after the show. We went to the zoo barefooted the whole time. Not one issue. I forgot to get a picture, so I told my husband, I said, all right, well, we got to go again so I can get a picture. I'll be honest, I was just super into actually having some family time. It doesn't happen often with all of our commitments around the board between myself, my husband, and my children. So, yeah, we have, with Scouts, not with the den I'm going to start doing, but with my son's den, we're have a camp out in a couple weeks. Not planning on wearing shoes then either, even if it's chilly. I don't. So we'll see how all that turns out. Yeah, I'm really bummed because I'd left messages with the, like I said, the police department with that gym, and I was, a couple of my friends actually who are interested, so we could like have make it an on-air discussion with them bringing up their concerns about the lifestyle and me being able to answer them, but they had other plans today. We are working out hopefully next week. I will have a couple of guest callers. I know I said last week I would do better, and I did try. I did try this week. It's been a crazy week, but I did try. This show will get built up. I feel like this will be one of our most valuable tools to educate and empower people on, you know, just standing up for your rights, even if it's not, honestly, even if it's not the barefoot lifestyle. Like, that's our goal, obviously. But, I mean, there are other rights that are being infringed upon, and people, we need to stand up for those. You know, we don't want to come, you know, like the Judge Dredd Society or something, you know, these futuristic drone government knows all societies. I feel like people need to stand up, and yes, I do feel like it could easily end up that way. I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, but I can see people laying down and saying, all right, cool, let the government take over and we'll just close our eyes and whatnot, and I don't want that. I don't want that for my children. So I will not stand down on issues of importance. Some folks say, I've heard said, you know, that it's not that big of a deal. You know, why don't you just comply? Is it really worth fighting over? And yes, standing up for any right, no matter how small someone may think it is important. You know, as soon as we comply with one thing, it'll just lead to another. And before you know it, you'll have no rights. So I am all for standing up and educating. It may not want to be one of the most important rights in the world. There are others, obviously, of more importance than what we do. But that doesn't mean it's not important. I feel like I'm getting a little off track now. Well, maybe, maybe not. Anyway, so let's see here. What have I done this week? Mention the doctor to you folks. They, and it's my family doctor. They don't ever say anything to me. One nurse in the office did when I first started going there, mentioned they were going to make it a rule. And I said, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And it's never happened. They don't. She's actually not there anymore. So if that answers anything for you. I had to visit my cardiologist this week. Again, that's not a word said to them from them either. They, even several months ago when I had to do a stress test and I went in barefoot, they're like, oh, whatever makes you comfortable, let's do this. So yeah, it's, I've been lucky enough to have some very understanding doctors. And if you just go in, I know some people are worried about not being seen again, but if you just go in, see what happens. And if your doctor, explain to them why you do it. And if it's a doctor that doesn't have the knowledge of barefooting and grounding and building your foundation, either A, show them where they can get the information, or B, find a new doctor. My opinion, again, not telling anybody how to live their life. That's what I do. I have had several. I went through a couple doctors, and I refused to go back because they tried to force me into shoes. As I mentioned last week, I'm currently in an email conversation with my gynecologist's office because they tried. That's the one that tried to. They even went as far as buying shoes that were way too small. I have a actually funny story. There is a note about it in my chart where they mentioned they got me shoes and I refused to wear them and just carried them around, to which I sent an email saying, A, I'm in a discussion with your office manager, and B, they were too small. Even if, here's the thing, even if I wanted to comply, I couldn't get my big old feet in them. I'm already going shoeless because they're too constricting in my size. Why would I put on one that's 2-3 sizes too small for me? That's ridiculous. So I've got that going on. We'll see how this turns out. I may be in the hunt for another lady doctor. We'll see. I have let's see, when I went to the grocery store, there really wasn't any real confrontation, just a couple of comments and looks, you know, nothing abnormal or, well, I mean, yeah, that's not abnormal at all, but nothing confrontational, I should say. Excuse me. Last night I went bowling, the only time I have to put shoes on. My friend talked me into joining her bowling league, and they won't let you bowl barefoot. So I guess I'm down to 98.99% of the time barefoot. I forgot about bowling. Anyway, so I walk in the bowling alley barefoot. I go to where, you know, my group is sitting, and I unfortunately put my shoes on. And then when we're done with our games, I take them straight off, put them back in the box, done. One of the other bowlers on another team asked me, where's your shoes? I said, what? I said, they're in the box. What shoes? What other shoes do I need? She said, well, I guess you don't need any. I said, no, ma'am, I do not. And then that was it. She thought it was funny. She's like, okay. Nothing else asked or insinuated or, you know, insults traded or any such nonsense. So, yeah. So I'd say for me, it's been a pretty good week. I'd like to hear from some of you callers if you've had any confrontations, experiences, situations that you'd like to discuss. 319-527-208. I guess you push 1 to talk. I forgot to mention that earlier. I'd like for this to be more of a, again, more of a cooperative, collaborative. There's more people in the world than me that have had situations, experiences, confrontations on our subject matter, and I'd like to hear from you. Again, waiting for callbacks from others who I'd like to try and get on air to be guest speakers with us. It's a lot harder than I thought it would be, honestly. I thought it'd be, you know, hey, you want to be on the air? Yeah, sure. But the gym I spoke of, I left a message. I hope I left a message. Sometimes I mess that up, actually. And then the police department, they have to kind of see, I guess, get permission kind of thing before any type of, like, radio show, speech, statement, that kind of thing. So, waiting on that. I may get my friend I talked about just a little bit ago, see if he wants to come on here to have a discussion and maybe open his eyes a bit, or hell, maybe we'll even have a debate on air and we can see how that turns out. We all know I'll win. So I have, where did it go? I have, if anybody has our Instagram, it's The Real Barefoot Is Legal. I have added a couple of photos earlier this week. Oh, it looks like I have a couple messages. Someone apparently knows my name. Big deal. So I'm interested in if you message me to share your stories and I can share them. There's a photo of me in the motorcycle shop last weekend, as well as a video of another member barefooting several places throughout the day, which I thought was pretty cool. I don't know how to make stop videos like that. So maybe I'll get that. Anyway, so yeah, if you have any photos or short videos you want to submit, it's The Real Barefoot Is Legal on Instagram. Also, there's a TikTok. You can find Rachel McCarthy. Let me see. Oh, where's our message stream? It's not there. I was trying to find her email. Otherwise, you can find her on Facebook. It's Rachel McCarthy. She is in charge of the TikTok, I believe. So if you have any, again, TikTok videos you want to share, they can go to her, and she can preview them and possibly add them to our page. We have, let's see, Proof is not on anymore. He's taking some well-earned time off, so I'm on by myself. So we're kind of looking for a co-host for this as well. I am a person that does better with a back and forth. So if anyone is interested, message us. If you're interested in being maybe my co-host to, you know, help share information, have conversations, bounce ideas and thoughts off of, to hopefully improve the quality of this show. Not that it's poor quality, but I know it's not the best, folks. I am working that out. I apologize for the constant technical issues I have. I am a tech inept person, ink and paper kind of girl here. So, anybody has any assistance or tips on that? Ways I can download and share. I'm getting better. It'd be nice to have a co-host that has some tech savvy skills to some degree. Trying to think what else we can share today, folks. I've got just over an hour left, and I want this to be a good show that people want to stay in and continuously listen to. So if anybody has any thoughts, stories, information, experiences, please share. Again, you can find us on Facebook. I don't mean to keep promoting everything, folks. I am just unsure where to go from here. If we're being honest, I am working on, at my work, I am a preschool teacher during the day, during the week, and I have, right now I'm compiling a barefoot, barefoot painting activity with the children. Once I get all the everything together, how it's going to work, you know, lesson plan goes and whatnot, getting approval from my boss to allow the children to be barefoot, kind of get the paint on the feet and run across the paper, see how that turns out. And, yeah, so I will keep you posted on how that goes. I had a couple parents at work, at my work that, you know, I think I brought up last week, but we've had more discussions throughout this week about allowing children to barefoot. I have one parent that almost never has shoes on their child, and then when they do, they ask, you know, when we go outside, take them off. So their main reason is to not get the, you know, brand new shoes dirty or whatnot, but we've discussed the, you know, formation and textures and grounding and development of the child, of children. So, what? Just go away. Sorry, children. I also, again, I have four children of my own, so they will sometimes interrupt the show. I am doing this from home, and anybody out there that has children knows. My children are frequently barefoot. You know, they have to wear them to school. Again, they've not emailed me back yet. I brought it up last week. I emailed them Tuesday, and I've been trying to look into ways to allow them to, if they choose to be, you know, take their shoes off at school. I'm not having any luck, and I doubt I will. It's our school district is just that way, and I have I was one of those children that was not children. It was middle school, high school, always getting in trouble for slipping my shoes off in class. A couple times I would, you know, get to my next class and teacher would ask where my shoes were, and I had left them in the previous class because I forgot to put them back on. There's that. So yeah, I am all about standing up for any rights. I always have been. My parents, I was raised by a hippie and a nurse out in the middle of nowhere. You know, we were taught you stand up for yourself, raised to be, you know, strong, independent, think for yourself kind of people. And I am grateful for that. I've always had a supportive family. I mean, you know, my parents tried to get me to wear shoes at one point, and they kind of gave up after a while. But, yeah, so I was lucky enough to, and blessed enough to have that upbringing. I think that helped me get where I am today as far as being able to stand up for myself. I have had other issues. A lot of people take issue with many things about me. I'm not a bad person. I'm just one of those no BS tolerance kind of people. And my whole life philosophy is be kind, help when you can, and don't be a jerk. So I am looking now. I'll go into that a little bit more here in a few minutes. We're about to hit the half hour mark. So we're going to do some ads, throw in some ads, and I will be back in just a few minutes, folks. So I hope to hear from some of you in the next half hour. All right, we'll be back.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health? Your love? Your marriage? Maybe your diet? Or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers. And we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com. And you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again. groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire River. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitutional cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
All right, folks, we are back. This is Audrey with Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3, I did it right, organization promoting the rights and legalities and sharing information on the barefoot lifestyle. excuse me. We have a website, barefootislegal.org, where there's more information on that, as well as way to join the group, become an actual VIB member. We have Facebook, Barefoot is Legal, Instagram, The Real Barefoot is Legal, which you can, I've just started going doing that more, been given the login. So if you have any photos or short videos you'd like to share, you can submit them, and I will review those and see if they are appropriate for our website or our website, our page on Instagram. You can also find us on Twitter, TikTok, and basically every social media platform. We are that serious. We want to get the information out. You hear so many people say, oh, I wish I didn't have to wear shoes. And I say, well, you don't. So it's just about getting the information out there and sharing information and promoting the cause and standing up for our rights of, you know, we don't have to wear shoes and there's no reason why people should think we have to wear shoes. So, I mean, granted, there are some instances where you would want your feet to be protected. You know, if you work at a steel mill or a lumber shop probably you'd want to protect your feet. But as far as general, regular, everyday living, there's no, if you're able, there's no real reason to have to put them on. I understand also, you know, there's some health conditions and worries where people might not want to go barefoot, but several of the ones that I hear quoted can actually do better without wearing shoes. You know, people say, you know, it hurts too much to wear to go barefoot anymore. I even wear shoes around my house. I had someone talk to me about that this week, and I forget what she said it was called, but I'm wondering, you know, well, what if you kept doing it? You know, when you first start to work out at a gym, it's going to hurt, but eventually it doesn't hurt so much because you're strengthening that said muscle. So, you know, there's, but again, I know there's this, like, say if I had neuropathy in my feet and I couldn't feel them, I may want to, you know, protect them with shoes, so to speak. But generally speaking, there's no reason, law or health code, to force shoes onto your feet. So we are here to promote that knowledge and information in an educated way. Excuse me. I would like, as I've said, I would like this show to be more of a collaboration. I've not had luck with that, but working on getting some callers in on the show, as well, you know, guest speakers, see if they would call in so we could quote-unquote interview them, talk about the subject, share information. I've got a call in with local police department and a barefoot gym, and been promoting, you know, getting call in and share their experiences for the week or submit them to me, you know, through my email. It's audrey.krause@barefootislegal.org, or you can message me through Facebook or Instagram even, The Real Barefoot is Legal. There's all kinds of options and ways to share, and the more people we have involved, the better luck we'll have. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, so to speak. So we need the involvement and participation of others. You know, it takes more than a few, which is what we've got right now. We've got a few, and we're already doing great with the few. I was just checking. Let me pull it up again. Bear with me. We have 24.1 thousand members currently. Our goal right now is 25,000. But think about it, just a few of us doing that. The more, and that's just on the Facebook group, of course. It'd be nice if some of you would, you know, go to our website, barefootislegal.org. You can become a VIB member. And it's not about raising money. We're nonprofit. The money we charge, you know, that's charged for the membership, it gets you some goodies. An ID card with a head-to-toe photo that you send us of you in a store, which has a QR code anyone can scan on their phone, you know, to pull up the information automatically. You also get a bumper sticker, some business cards, T-shirt. But the money goes to being able to provide those things and continually put the information out. You know, printing T-shirts and bumper stickers is great, but it's not free for us to do. It helps us to promote the cause a little bit more thoroughly. It's $49.95 to become a VIB member. You can check that on our website. And it's our goal is to have more participation. Like, for example, just straight off the top of my head, I could use a co-host if anyone is interested. So it's easier for me to have more of a conversation than just talking to the air. It gives us all a chance to hear better perspectives, and you know, the more voices, the more effective. So it's just, if those that can be involved and do anything to help out, Proof is currently working on letters to different states and counties. You could message him for more information if you're able to help with that. We're trying to get all the 50 states a letter up on the website for, you know, for your state. You could print it off and be like, here, there's, you know, even the state says it is not a legal issue. It is not against the law. There's information you can get on, you know, say if people worried about me stepping on glass and this, that, and the other, and the fact is, even if I do, it's my fault for choosing to live the barefoot lifestyle. So wherever I am, they're not liable. And actually, I got to tell you guys, I'm pretty proud of this. I forgot about this. So last Sunday, so obviously after the show, I had gone, there was a festival in my town for Halloween, and I was walking up the sidewalk, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I kick something, I hear this crinkle, whatever. I look down, and I'm literally standing on a about 3-inch pile of shards of broken glass. Someone had set down, it was clearly from some sort of alcoholic beverage set down, and I'm standing right on it, not a scratch to my foot. So you do toughen up your soles the more you do it. And I've not been worried about stepping on glass because there's, you know, one job I had where I'd go take my break, there's little bits on the ground and it never bothered me. But I mean, I straight up fresh glass, step straight on it, points up, not a scratch on my foot. So, you know, it is possible to quote, you know, you leatherize the bottoms of your feet, you know, and, it is. Things take time. I've been doing this for about my whole life, and I'm almost 40, folks. So I mean, it didn't take me 40 years, just for the record. It won't take you that long. But, I mean, it may take you a little bit of time. The more we do it, the tougher our feet get, the more we go. I mean, start with your local gas station, convenience store, because they generally, I've not had one that cares, you know. So use that to build up your confidence. You know, there's all kinds of things you can do to work on that, and the more you do, the stronger you'll become, the more informed you'll become, the more confident you will be. I'm going to pre-apologize in case I have a caller. I'm not sure if they want to listen, so if you're listening to me right now, I'm about to bring you on to see if you have a story or if you're just listening. Hold on a second.
It is 2720,
yeah.
And this used to be a cul-de-sac around here, but when they built up, they...
All right, I put them back on listening. Sounds like they were having a conversation with someone else. I apologize. I have yet to figure out how to tell if someone's just calling to listen or if they're calling to share. Yes, bear with me on that aspect. If you do call in just to listen and I pick up, just forgive me. I'll put you back on the listening and see how that works. Where was I? Yeah, so toughening your feet, it takes time and practice, but it is possible for virtually everybody. I'm a person who has different health issues, so I have fibromyalgia and I have weird knee issues. And when I wear shoes, everything hurts more. So for me, not, you know, going barefoot and building up the soles of my feet, the foundation of my body has strengthened and the rest of my body. Now I'm not completely pain free, but when I put shoes on, it is significantly more. I just having my feet constricted and, you know, not being able to work the muscles properly because the sole keeps my foot flat instead of allowing it to curve around. It's just, it's not good for my body personally. So it's beneficial for physical, mental, spiritual, whatever your reasoning is, even if it's just I hate shoes. There's no law preventing you from going anywhere without shoes. I've been to, as I mentioned before, I've been to court buildings and police stations and schools. I go to my kids' schools with no shoes on for parent-teacher conferences, and no one has said a word because, you know, most people, either A, they don't want confrontation, or B, they understand there's nothing illegal or against law about what I'm doing. So it's not like I'm a rebel out there trying to, you know, break the law or force my opinion on somebody. It's I'm just trying to live my life to the best and fullest and to do that for me is to do it without shoes. So Let me see. It looks like we still have about 45 minutes. If anybody wants to call in, I don't know. Again, if you call to listen, just push one. It's 319-527-6208. And if you are calling just to listen, I'll probably still end up pulling you on for a second just to see. So I'm not sure how to tell the difference. If you're just wanting to listen or if you are wanting to speak. So meanwhile, I work on that technological aspect of this show. Let's see. My kids, for example, they'll, again, I've said before, they go barefoot everywhere. When we leave the house, they'll stop and ask me, you know, do I have to wear shoes? I'm like, well, it's your feet. It's up to you. You know, we went on a hike, probably about 2-3 months ago, and my daughter and one of my sons chose no shoes, which is perfect, fine for me. Two of my sons decided to wear shoes, also fine, it's their body. I had a moment with my daughter. She, when we first got there, she's like, oh, I don't have shoes. I'm like, well, you chose not to, and we're not going back now. So she was upset at first. She's young. So, but I showed her, we had a nice mother-daughter moment of teaching her how to, you know, move her feet and form them around rocks and look for the flatter, safer spots. You know, it's not like when, you know, you're not wearing shoes, you're going to pay attention to the ground you're walking on to make sure you don't step on anything gross or harmful. So I was teaching her about that. So, you know, it's, actually, and if you look on Facebook, I shared a video of it, calling your toes foot fingers, which was hilarious. We have, you know, there's several instances where, you know, I go places and I don't even have shoes in the car anymore. So, well, I mean, I keep them in there now because of my job, so I don't forget them at work. But I actually, when I first started, I did show up one day and I forgot my shoes and had to hurry up and sneak in the classroom. But that was one time. It worked out fine. So I'm not sure where to go from here. We've got another thing I like to see shared is it's kind of cool is when you see like celebrities doing it. I don't take much stock in celebrity lifestyle, so to speak, but I know people that do, and it's just nice to see when people that are quote-unquote revered or respected or looked up to are choosing to, you know, they run to the grocery store barefoot and they go do whatever they got to do without shoes. And, you know, it helps solidify our cause. You know, you see all these companies, you know, they do better when they have a celebrity endorsement, so to speak. So it's almost like a silent, they may not say anything about the actual group, but seeing them do what they do solidifies it. Everyone said, well, they only get away with it because they're famous. I'm like, no, they get away with it because it's completely legal and there's nothing to stop them. So, I mean, anybody can do it. Anybody, if they choose to. So, yeah. Just, you know, any stories, you know, experiences, there's ways to share with us through our various platforms. You know, I honestly can't even remember the last time I put on shoes to go into any business or a location. Honestly, nothing comes to mind right now. People ask me, you know, about snow, and I say, well, for me, I just go basically from my house to my car and then from my car to my work, so 12 inches and, you know, Insta-freeze, I'm not too worried about it. And actually, sometimes it can be quite refreshing to step on something super cold and wet, you know, first thing, kind of wakes you up a little bit. But again, personal preference. If it's cold out and that's when you decide to break down, put shoes on, go ahead. It's your body, your choice. Like, I'm not going to tell anybody how to live their life. You have questions, I'll, you know, answer how I live my life and why I do what I do. But I would never tell someone, unless they're all out hurting somebody, like punching them in the face or sabotaging their life, I'm not going to say anything. But again, life philosophy, be kind, help when you can, don't be a jerk. If it's not hurting anybody, why is it your business? And that's with anything. If it's not hurting anybody, mind your business, stay in your lane. Sorry, I make weird noises when I think. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've had people talk about, you know, they'll barefoot at their house and that's it. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Again, your choice. I choose to not wear them anywhere. I'm not, sorry, kids. There's no, in my mind, there's really no reason. I've been to, you know, again, doctors, different offices, different locations, grocery stores, library, zoo, amusement park, cycle shops, hardware stores, basically anywhere you can think of to go. And if I've not, if there's anything you I've not listed that you want to see if I can get away with it, message me. Depending on what it is and how far it is from me, see what I can do. You know, so I'm if it's something you want to see about and you're not ready or willing to, you know, brave it yourself, message me. I'll see what I can do. Again, I'm in Ohio, so it depends on where I am. But if it's not me, I'm sure we've got someone else in the group that may be close and they're willing to do it. You know, we can get a, maybe that's what we could do, get a chat going about, you know, oh, I've always wondered about such and such a place, but I don't feel confident enough to do it. Okay. Well, let's see if we can find someone close to you and they can do it. You know. Yeah, I'm kind of, I think that would be kind of a cool idea. So anybody has any ideas or interest in that, just let us know. You can find us, it's barefootislegal.org, legal on Facebook, Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram, and, you know, we're basically on every platform. There is Twitter, Rumble, YouTube, TikTok. So again, for TikTok, you can find and message Rachel McCarthy. She is the one that previews those. I do the Instagram. You can message that way. And, you know, there's several options to become involved and share your stories or even help us spread the message, you know. So if you're willing and able, we're not asking for a full, you know, full-time 40-hour, you know, week commitment or anything, but if there's even anything small you're able to do, if you're, you know, instead of just liking our memes and stories, you know, share them. Yes, we're a closed group, but you can, you know, there are ways to on it to still share it. To promote our group, mention our group. If you go out somewhere barefoot and snap a photo, you know, tag us. Share it with us for our Instagram or our TikTok. Well, TikTok's videos. So if you did a video, you can do TikTok. But Instagram, I think you can do video too, but yeah. But photos, videos, whatever, Facebook. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure about how like the YouTube and the Twitter and whatnot work. So maybe if there's someone out there that understands that and there's any way you can help with that, get a hold of Proof, or, you know, Dave Kilman through, the Facebook group, see what if he needs help there. Barefoot is Legal just turned 6 years old about a week ago, so it's been going strong. We're at almost 25,000 members, which is our goal for the end of the year to hit 25,000. We're almost there. So share our message and our cause. If there's anyone in your life you know that is interested in it or, you know, maybe on the fence, you know, share information, see what we can do to further our cause, because the more people that do it, the more normalized it becomes and less hassle we receive. You know, and the less hassle we receive, the more peaceful everybody's going to be about it. There's no, Because in my mind, I still, I've said before, I don't understand what people's problem is, why it's such a big deal, other than that's what they've been told since childhood, you know, is that it's wrong, it's gross, it's unsafe, it's unsanitary. And the fact of the matter is, none of that is true. But, you know, when you hear something often enough from an early enough age, you're going to believe it. You know, how many people out there believe you have to wear shoes when barefoot, or when barefooting, when driving, you know, that you have to, so many people believe that that's the law, and the fact of the matter is it's not. There's no reason for us to be ostracized or insulted or degraded because we don't want to wear shoes for whatever the reason, whether it's, you know, spiritual, whether it's mental, whether it's health reasons, whether it's just because you don't like shoes. There's no reason for us to be ostracized for that decision. Too many people out there have been, I don't know, confused, lied to, suckered into the myth that you have to wear shoes everywhere you go. I even know a campsite outside in the woods had a fellow try to tell me I had to wear shoes there. And that was the most confusing for me, if we're being honest. I said, I was like, I'm outside. I'm not even inside. He's talking about it prevents, you know, the, you know, injuries in the trips to the first aid. And I said, well, even if I get hurt, it's my fault. And I always be using your supplies. I'll be using my own. So that's not even a problem. You're worried about the cost of a 2-cent Band-Aid, which I have not ever needed at said location, to which I've been several times without shoes. So that's something in the making. But, yeah, I've never understood people's obsession almost to force people into shoes. It makes zero sense to me. I'm not going to go up to somebody and be like, you have to take your shoes off because blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm not going to do that. So I'd appreciate the same respect from others to not try to force me into shoes. You know, if I hurt my foot, it's my fault. You know, you go somewhere and you hurt your hand because of your own negligence, it's your fault. No one's going to ask why you weren't wearing mitts. Bump your head. No one's going to ask why you weren't wearing a helmet. If it's something you were doing, the way, you know, it's on you. You can't just, you know, just because you're in a place and get hurt doesn't make it their fault and make it a lawsuit. People get confused by that. So that's something I just simply do not comprehend. So I don't know. I don't really want to, for being honest, you know. It looks like we're about to hit the next half hour, so I'm going to throw some ads in here, and we will be back in just a few minutes.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's coachchristie.com.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, government overreach, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also check out my Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne page on Facebook, and as always, like and follow it. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
This is real, y'all. This is real. This is really happening. This is real, y'all.
Y'all, this is for real, y'all. This is for real. This is for real. This is Brooklyn, y'all. Family, y'all take it serious. Y'all take this thing real serious, y'all. This is for real. This is for real, y'all. This is for real. This is real. This is right here in Brooklyn. This is right at Brooklyn Hospital. Y'all, this is for real. They put the bodies in 18-wheeler, y'all. Please stay inside. This is for real. This is no joke, y'all. This is for real.
I don't know. You know me, I'm the skeptical sort, so I wasn't convinced the first 47 times that we were assured that this was real, but the 48th is what did it for me.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67%. With grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
If you use online discount codes to get the latest and greatest deals, we want to tell you about Giving Assistant. Giving Assistant not only gives you the latest promo codes for online savings, it also donates a percent of your purchase to a charity you choose. Please go to givingassistant.org and designate Barefoot is Legal as your preferred 501c3 nonprofit. Then, the next time you shop at thousands of online retailers, a part of your purchase is donated by the company to Barefoot is Legal. Please help fund our mission at zero cost to you. Let the companies help pay for what we do. Go to givingassistant.org and add Barefoot is Legal as your charity. Then, when you shop online, you get savings and the company gives us a small donation. Sign up today and get a freebie for helping out. Thank you for your support.
All right, folks, we are back, and this is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 organization promoting the rights and legalities of barefoot living. There are many reasons such as, you know, for health, mental, spiritual, or you just don't like shoes, reasons to go barefoot, and we are a group that wants to inform you and educate you that you don't have to. We are, those of us that are involved are those that are, I want to say, passionate, convinced, determined to share with anybody interested. I'm not saying everybody, you know, force everybody out of shoes, although that would be kind of cool. But, you know, we understand there are reasons not to, but for the most part, you know, you hear everybody, they'd rather put that cheap piece of plastic on their foot and call it protected when it's just a piece of foam and it's, you know, probably a toxic plastic strap. And, you know, still, there's no better. In fact, For me, I'm more likely to trip and fall wearing a cheap flip-flop than I am without shoes. You know, them toes get, when you're walking, get folded under, trip you up, get it caught on something. You know, there's absolutely, they are, if you ask almost anyone, they are not safer than just barefooting. And the more you do it, the stronger your foot will become. So, you know, you make your own soul. Mine, again, I was mentioning, I'm walking downtown here in my city and walked on an entire, you know, piece of broken, like, beer glass, you know, pointy side, sharp sides up. You know, it wasn't folded down the ground. It was, like, up. And I was standing right on it when I looked down, and I looked, there was not a scratch on me, you know. So it's not unhealthy. It's not gross. It's not unsafe. And there are plenty of reasons to, you know, continue on, you know, if that's what you choose. There's, you know, of all rights, you know, the right to choose is the most important, but, you know, freedom. We don't, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what I want to say here. So, sorry, kids interrupting. I am a mother who does this show from home, so you will sometimes hear my kids interrupting, so bear with it. But, you know, my feet, I take care of my feet. They're not, you know, people think they'd be gross and scraggly. My podiatrist, you know, and I asked her about, you know, what she thought about it. She said that I was her only client, her only patient, that came in that way and lived that way. So she's doing more research on it. I shared the card with her and whatnot. She's looking into it. But she said, you know, she even told me my feet aren't as scraggly as she would have expected them to be, you know, because they're, just because you want to go without shoes doesn't mean you don't take care of yourself. It doesn't mean you're lazy. It doesn't mean you're gross. It means you're making a conscious choice to live the best life for you, to experience life the way you feel it's meant to be. So, you know, even you still, you know, lotion's not going to hurt anything. In fact, it'll help. When you dry your feet out, that's when you get the cracks and cuts. But when you clean them and lotion them, you know, that's what helps heal that and toughen it up more. Any part of your body, the more you use it, the stronger it becomes. That's science right there. You know, the more it gets used, the stronger it is. So it same goes for your feet. And they may be sensitive at first, so just start with a few minutes out in your yard or walking on the sidewalk or, you know, and then just gradually work your way outward, you know, convenience stores and you know, and then work on to grocery stores or whatever is near you. I think the biggest reason for most people to comply is, you know, fear. Fears, there's no shirt, no shoes, no service signs. Those are illegal. Those aren't even the law. You know, and a private business is one where you, as far as my understanding, anybody out there can correct me, but is one where there's a paid membership. You have to have a membership to join. That's private. Anything open to the public, general public, is as far as that, you know, following the laws goes. So, you know, it's, there's more information on our website, barefootislegal.org, to better explain than my simple brain can. So check that out. Get some information. We've got plenty of stories shared on Facebook, and then we've got Barefoot is Legal on, or the real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram. We've got a TikTok, YouTube, Rumble, basically all the social platforms out there, you can find us. There are people out there that feel like we're quote unquote pushy or just digging for money. Well, the money when we ask for money, it's to pay for promotion. We're a nonprofit organization. I do not get paid for this radio show, folks. I am doing this because I feel it is important to spread the message and share information. Proof doesn't get paid. We don't get paid from this. That money goes towards products to promote our cause. So you hear people, oh, they're just trying to get money, blah, blah, blah. No, well, yeah, but not for what you think. We're not trying to line our pockets. I don't get a single penny out of this. You know, this is, we are about spreading the information and educating and empowering people to live your best life. If it's, there's no reason to, there's really no reason to comply. It's always out of fear. People think they have to because that's what you're told. Well, I can tell you for a fact, folks, you do not. You do not have to wear the shoes. And any place that gives you such a hard time that you are forced to leave, notify us and we can get in touch with them and get in touch with their corporates and head offices and make headway to prove to them and to you that it is not illegal. There is no state law. There's no health code that requires a person to put shoes on their feet. Where I live, technically, even a woman can walk around without a top on, so they're not going to regulate that. Why would they regulate feet? Just think about it. We're not required to wear helmets when we go out to protect our heads. We're not required to wear, boxing gloves or mittens to protect our hands wherever we go. Literally, in my mind, no sense whatsoever why feet would be any different. Because they're not. It's a part of your body that you have the choice whether or not to cover. I don't recommend, and I wouldn't walk around town without my shirt on, but if I chose, that's my choice. I'm not going to do it, but, it's not, it makes no sense. My brain is in a knot, folks. Sorry, I'm trying to untie it right now. Makes zero sense to me why people get so uptight about feet. I was talking to one of my friends earlier in the week, she has no problem with it. The only time she has a problem is when she's in a restaurant and someone comes in barefoot. And confused me for a minute. She said, even she, though, at her table, kicks her shoes off under the table. But seeing someone walking around the restaurant without shoes is what bothers her. And I tried to make sense of it. I can't. I'm confused. I don't understand the why. Like, even if you kick your shoes off, it's just, I don't know. I've been into several restaurants without. In fact, after the show, my husband and I are going to go out and to a new restaurant we've never been to. And will I have shoes on? You know the answer. It is no. I am not going to have shoes on. I'm sure I'll have a story next week to share with you. I have to take my son out to a store in our area. Will I have shoes on? No, I will not. I've gone to the most ironic and the most amusing to me is when a few weeks ago, we had a wedding to go to, and my son, they wanted nice, shiny shoes, and I'm like, okay. So we went to the shoe store, like three different shoe stores. I didn't have shoes on at all the whole time, and no one said a word to me at three different shops, shoes. So, folks, there's no... I think the biggest thing is confidence. If you go in there with your head held high and don't look like you're nervous or have anything to hide or whatnot, I don't even think they generally notice and or care. And a lot of people out there are just bullies, They see someone who might be nervous about it, they'll find something to pick at them for, and that's what they go for. And if it's over, they will make... I had a gentleman, and I don't even know why, because I was sick and I didn't look great, thought he could come up to me and start yelling at me, tell me I was going to get the grocery store shut down by the health department, and I was, going to get my quote-unquote foot fungus and yada yada. And I'm like, well, first of all, fungus don't crawl. Second of all, well, first, you're assuming I've got it, which wearing shoes, you're much more likely to obtain a foot fungus than barefooting. They like a dark, warm, moist environment, and your shoe is the perfect playground. Talk about tracking dirt with your feet. I'm like, do you have magical self-sanitizing shoes? Because they do the same thing. And in fact, with the treads on a shoe, it's much harder to clean out than, it is just, you can just clean your feet with a baby wipe or an antibacterial wipe. There's no, It's not hard to clean your feet. Most of us, we'll clean our feet. You know, I personally clean mine 3 to 5 times a day, depending on, you know, what I've been doing and then where I'm going next. So I just, you know, people talk about, you know, certain etiquette in certain places. And if we're being honest, I mean, I've been to weddings barefoot. I've been to funerals barefoot. I've been to, again, you know, grocery stores, zoo, different. I feel like Johnny Cash right now. I've been everywhere, man. And generally, it's not an issue. And those that do try to come up to you, if you have the information handy, you know, they, to educate them, most of them will give up and let you be. And again, those that don't, message us. Let us know the name and location of where the altercation was. We'll get in touch with their corporate for you. We actually, for a lot of businesses, like, honestly, please don't quote me. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I know we have letters from different businesses that have said, no, it's not our policy. You know, like Walmart, Lowe's. I've been to Lowe's. I can't even tell you how many times. No shoes. They don't care. Home Depot, Meijer, Walmart. The worst luck I have is Dollar General. They almost, so I just don't even go there. They've just done that. I'm like, you want to be a jerk to me? That goes against my life philosophy. I'm not going to deal with you. You know, be kind. Don't be, you know, help when you can, and don't be a jerk. If you're a jerk, I don't want nothing to do with you. So, I mean, yeah, I'm just one person, but still their loss. You know, I can get better products other places anyway. So that's enough of that. We're down to about 12 minutes left. If anybody wants to call in, 319-527-6208. I'd love to hear from somebody other than myself. If anybody has any stories or experiences or questions, you got questions for me, I'm here to answer them. In a hopefully understanding way. I don't want to be, I don't know. Just, yeah. If you have any questions, comments, stories, experiences, just call on in or email, message through our other platforms. And we'll do the best. I'll do the best I can to answer it. And if I don't have an answer, I'll write it down as something I need to look up. For me to explore more. I have quite a bit of knowledge on the subject, but, you know, I don't claim to have all the answers in the world. So, you know, you call up, you message me with a question that might stump me. Well, I mean, that gives me something to research for you. So let me know, and I'll do the best I can to answer any questions you've got. I'll be here every Saturday, you know, 1:30 to 3 o'clock my time, the Eastern Standard Time. I'm so bad with time zones, folks. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm here. We have, again, we have barefootislegal.org. We have, our Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal, Instagram, Real Barefoot is Legal. My email is audrey.krauss, that's K-R-A-U-S-S, at barefootislegal.org. I'm actually just realizing I haven't checked that email for a hot minute, so probably should check that. See if anybody has messaged me. I've been on Instagram, not really any messages on Instagram, but if you have anything you want to share, I am open to most discussions, nothing pervy. Not there. If you're a fetishist, fine, but this is not the group for you. We are not about expressing those types of desires, quote unquote. We are about the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle and sharing and informing people of that. There are groups for you if that's what you're into, but this ain't one of them. Yeah, so now that that's covered, less than 10 minutes. We've got, let me think here. We've got have 10 minutes left. Again, if there's a little bit of time, if anybody wants to call, I will next week. I will hopefully get some follow-up from the calls and emails I have put in as far as getting guest speakers on the show. Excuse me. I am doing the best I can, folks. If people don't answer, I mean, there's nothing I can really do about that. I can't force somebody to answer me or to come on the show. You know, it's not my purview. So if you do have any questions about that, I mean, I will do better. Call me, answer me. I can't force anybody to, you know, be on my show with me. I can't force a co-host. I can't force any callers. It'd be nice if we had them. Make this more of a cooperative, collaborative show. That would be great. Let us know. Call us, message us somehow. There's plenty of ways to get a hold of us and to get involved and to help spread our message of the rights, legality, and legalities and safety of living the barefoot lifestyle. There's nothing, not wrong. It's not gross. It's not weird even. Like people, you know, you get called weird and crazy all the time. Those things might be true sometimes, but not because of my shoes, not because of my feet. It's other things that make me crazy. But I'm a safe crazy, so, you know, there's different levels and different types. So it's just, I don't know, it's never made sense to me why it's an issue. So that is what our group is about, is explaining why it shouldn't be an issue wherever you go. I will hopefully this week, I've got a few places I got to go. Hopefully, you know, my ADHD brain remembers to take said photos to share on our platforms, you know, Instagram and Facebook. See here. I don't really have much else to say today, folks. Again, hopefully some of those folks get back in touch with me and we can have, a better show. Hopefully today wasn't total crap. If you are part of our Facebook group, you know, let me know if you have any suggestions, tips, edits for me, ways I can improve the show also would be appreciated. I am new to this and I'm not a tech savvy person, so feedback would be appreciated. It is. So again, I guess I'll just mention we again have barefootislegal.org. I know I mentioned like 100 times. My computer won't work to love that story about that one dad, but he's raising money, walking 1,200 miles barefoot to raise awareness for his daughter's rare genetic condition and for gene testing and research into it. He's doing it to help save his daughter. The side product of that is he is raising awareness to the barefoot lifestyle, which I think is pretty cool. Obviously, number one is saving his daughter. You can look up the story. Just put in, you know, barefoot dad, 1,200 miles. It'll pull up several stories and ways to, if you are interested, to help him out. Not affiliated with it at all. So that's not what this is about. I think it's a pretty incredible story to share. There's many people that, you know, we do different things. I just live my life. If anybody has questions, I answer them. So, you know, and if that's all you want to do, great. If you are wanting to be a voice such as mine, you know, getting the message out there, sharing the information. If you hear someone saying, you know, sharing false news about it, I mean, correct them. Let them know. If someone, you know, it's the law. No, sir, no, madam, it is not. You know, just educate yourselves, whatever it is. But it's, you know, obviously we're not getting into other subjects on here because that's not what this show is about. But, you know, educate yourself. Look into it. Get your own information and your own knowledge and share it. There are reasons not to, but I mean, there's not no legal, no health code reasons. You know, I've mentioned before on the show about the one lady that in the grocery store that was asking me questions and it was all hunky dories, me just answering how I live. And then all of a sudden she turned real mean. She's like, well, I can't because I have diabetes and neuropathy. And I'm like, okay, did I once say take your shoes off, ma'am? No, I did not. I answered her questions about myself, and I don't know why she got angry about it. I never figured that one out, but she certainly did. So, you know, and you'll run into people like that, and just keeping your cool. People get nasty with you. I know it's hard. It's hard for me. I'm not saying I'm successful every time, but someone gets nasty with you, you make a better impact and a better point if you keep your cool when replying. You know, don't yell back at them. Don't scream. Don't, you know, shouting matches. All that proves if you both, because face it, you're probably not listening to them and they're not listening to you. You're just shouting and letting off steam from probably a completely different situation than the feet you're talking about. So, you know, but keeping your cool, because think about it. I'm at the grocery store, a long line. There's all kinds of other people around me. If I had lost my temper and gotten irate, everyone around me would probably be like, oh, she's just a mean rebel trying to force. She's yelling at an old lady about, you know, going barefoot. But the fact that I kept my cool when she got angry says a lot more about the fact that, you know, I believe in this and I don't feel there's any reason to fight with you on it. I don't feel like there's any reason to scream to justify my life. So, I don't know. There's my little tidbit again with the be kind and help when you can. You know, it's all about how you handle the situation and how you choose to approach it. Again, this is we're about out of time here. This is, again, Audrey with Barefoot is Legal Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization promoting the rights and rights and legalities of the barefooting lifestyle. You know, any stories, experiences that you want to share, I've multiple times shared ways to contact us, things we need to get involved, who to contact. I will be on next week, and we will hear each other then, hopefully. Have a great week, guys.